All right, here we are. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, I've left the bubble. That's right. First time in the new KBC studio. Good to see you guys. Good to be here. And wow, is there traffic out? Oh my gosh. I don't know how people, we have bad traffic in Orange County too, but this LA thing is just a whole nother animal. So rain, holidays, 405, not a good combination, but we are here and happy to be here. And I'm so impressed, by the way, all the people that have come together to make, I mean, this move happened 2 weeks ago. You got to see all the wires here in the studio. I mean, to make a radio station go online is nothing short of a huge undertaking. I don't think people really realize that. And it's you guys, Colin, man, you're doing it. You're surviving. By the way, I don't get to see Colin every day because, you know, he's up here in LA and I hear him in my ear, and so we have this long distance relationship. And Franz is in there, like, so you my LA people, you know, and now I get to see you guys here. And so I like this. I got to come up more often. I do. And I'm loving the location. I just love this area. Love everything about it. But I all the hours you guys must have put in to make this thing happen is nothing short of incredible. So with that, let's get to it. Now, I am going to get to my naughty and nice list, given that this is going to be our last show before Christmas. And as you know, Sam Nation, we wish people Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. So I do wish you Merry Christmas or whatever it is you celebrate. And we'll get to the naughty and nice list a little bit later in the show. But now let's, I want to get everything up to speed here on what's been happening in Germany, because there are a lot of moving parts and pieces to this. And I'm listening to the news. I've been digesting it all. And there's some crazy things have been coming out. First of all, you know that, by the way, pro tip, if you're going to commit a heinous crime, do not leave your ID behind, okay? This guy basically dropped his ID in the cab of the truck. Thank goodness, right? I mean, the truck was not his. This is how easy it is. This is sobering. This is how easy it is to commit mass murder. You just steal a truck. That was a Polish guy, Polish company, Polish truck driver. He's got a big, big truck. It's full of steel, right? It's a very heavy. You get that thing moving, it's tough to stop. The guy steals it, hijacks it. By the way, he has a history of carjacking. The guy is an expert carjacker. In Tunisia, he had multiple convictions for hijacking. Carjackings. So he's already a violent criminal back home. And he comes as part of the refugee program, where Angela Merkel, the chancellor of Germany, who is head of the Christian Democratic Party and is now vying for her, historic fourth term as the leader of Germany. Not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Any hopes she had, any future political hopes, died with this incident. It's not going to happen. But I'll talk a little more about that in a minute. But so this guy, he's a criminal in Tunisia. He relocates. He comes to Germany and he says, I don't have any papers. I don't have any paperwork. So the Germans are trying to figure this out, right? They want to vet him, or supposedly they want to vet him. And the most insane thing is they call Tunisia. They call the country that he's coming from. And Tunisia says, we don't have any record of him. And with that, by the way, you would think that would be the, now let's get rid of the guy. Let's get him out of here. We don't know anything about him. This could be a hot potato. We don't, trust no one. Verify everything. That should be the policy of any good country and any good border patrol. But no, the Germans don't do that. Instead, he comes up for a hearing. And in the course of this hearing, an immigration hearing, they basically do vote to deport him. But then now we have a new term. The new term is Duldung. It's not It's not a sex toy. The Duldung is some kind of a permission that you get that the Germans say, well, you know what, we should kick you out, but we can't right now because we're gonna be kind to you. So he got a pass. Do you know, by the way, that finally Tunisia finally did send all his information, all of his citizenship, all of his papers, 2 days after this happened? Think about that. Now, here's what you're not going to, no one wants to say this, but here's the reality. You remember when Trump got a lot of flack when he said, well, you know, Mexico sends all the worst people over here. And not exactly right. I mean, obviously, a lot of great people come here from Mexico. But the governments, let me tell you something. Governments absolutely do, as a rule, like sending their worst people away. If you ran a country, it's kind of like this. Look, it's kind of like, let's say you've got 4 kids. I got 3 kids. Now, let's say one of them's a big troublemaker. That's the kid I'm going to send off. Get him far away. Get him off to college. Get him away from here. Now, that is exactly what Tunisia did here. This is, no one's talking about this yet, but it's going to be part of the story. These countries, you know, this refugee crisis is being used by these home countries to get rid of the people that they don't want at home. Terrorism, radical Islam, is part of the story. Key part. You know I care about this. I talk about it all the time. But another very important part about this is just this is, these are countries that are getting rid of their trash. And that's what this guy was. He was a common, violent criminal. And they exported him to Germany, and Germany would call say, hey, can we get some documents, please? Knock, knock. Who's there? You know? And Tunisia was like, not us. We're not here. We don't have anything. No, we don't know this guy. And then only after all eyes are on them, the world has turned their eyes toward Tunisia, towards Germany now, you know, and then they go, oh, well, here, oh, magically, the documents appear. It's not accidental. You cannot believe that. It's not accidental. So, you know, that's part of what, you know, what this is all about. Now, the other thing is, you know, the fact of the matter is he was absolutely, this guy, his name is Anas, or maybe it's Anas. Anas Omri. And Omri, now, they identified him pretty quickly. There was a little bit of confusion there because they had some other suspect maybe that they had held, but they very quickly found his ID in the cab of the truck. Now, did you hear about the first mugshots that they released of him? Yeah, that's right. They would not release the full mugshot. They blacked out his eyes. It was sort of like, I'm looking at it here, it's sort of like a reverse burqa, you know? I mean, just his eyes are blacked out. It's a negative burqa. But this is the insanity that we're dealing with. What? Hell, Germany, what are you smoking? And where can I find some? Because this is crazy. And it is interesting. Look, they're, right, and it's not just the lead up to it, because the lead up to it, of course, they found that he had radical ties. They found that he was planning an attack, that they had credible information to believe that as early as the end of last year to the beginning of this year, that he was planning an attack. He had been trained by a radical cleric and was asked to go to Syria and fight in Syria, which Omri refused smartly. I'm not going to Syria. I'm going to stick around Germany. I'm going to, you know, they've got Nutella here, you know. I'm not going to Syria. So he stayed in Germany. They know they've got him on the radar. They arrested him 3 times. One of them was for just a bar fight. He slashed some guy. It's nothing small. I mean, he cut somebody up with a knife. And every time, he just keeps slipping through the cracks. So the insane thing here is they've got this guy that they cannot seem to put two and two together. And then when they do, after he kills 12 people, what do they got? They can't even put up his picture. This is, and it's they're talking about privacy laws here, But it is an this is insane. This is an insane case of political correctness taken too far. You can't call someone a suspect. You can't label them. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound like a college campus, you know, maybe somewhere near you? I mean, you can't label. It's insanity. So now they're trying to find this guy. They've got a multi-nation, you know, Interpol manhunt on for him. And the first pictures that the Germany puts out of him are basically of some fuzzy-looking Middle Eastern guy, you know, North African guy, with, you know, a giant black bar over his forehead and his eyes. And this, you know, you've got to understand this, and also you got to understand the context is all what Germany is a country that has struggled ever since the end of World War II with the stain of the Holocaust and the stain of its aggression toward other countries and toward humanity. All right. And that struggle, you got to understand, this is where they are today is a product of an overcorrection. Yeah, and this is also not being talked about, but I think you've got to understand this is a country that is trying to, and the Christian Democratic Party, by the way, is one of the big post-war parties. They came in after Hitler. They were going to be the new face of Germany. You had Adenauer. You got these people who, you know, the basic point of this is that you had a new order in Germany that wanted to bury the past and wanted to atone for it. You know, when you want to make nice, when you know you've done wrong and you want to make things right and even things out, what you do is you start, hey, well, let's let in some immigrants. Let's let in these people. Let's diversify ourselves. Let's mix it up. Let's bring other cultures in. And there's a refusal to have an honest conversation that there are, you cannot let in hundreds of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people that you aren't vetting. Clearly they aren't. They might have the procedures in place, but they're not vetting. They're not looking at this guy. They're not doing any of this. And it's the government that ought to protect German citizens, and our government ought to protect us. And this parallels with the story that was just out on WND. They were talking about how many more immigrants right now, asylum seekers, for example, from just Somalia are coming in. Another hotbed of terrorism, right? Coming here, now they're up, what is it? We're up by almost 10,000 refugees year to date. This first 11 months, they're looking at the 11 months of last year versus the 11 weeks of last year, 11 weeks this year, comparing it. Their numbers are up. We're up, you know, what is it, 60%? And if you go into towns in Minnesota, and this has all been documented. You get into these Somalian refugee towns where there's a large number of these guys. There's videos now coming out of you know, a gay couple walking down the street holding hands, and they're getting shouted at and jeered, the stuff thrown at them. You know, this is where, I'm telling you, this is where liberalism short circuits. Okay? You liberals, you want tolerance. Great. But the people you're inviting in are not tolerant. So you cannot be tolerant of intolerance. Oh, yeah, but, you know, I mean, where are these artists? I just read somewhere today that artists in New York City are protesting Ivanka Trump having their art on her wall. They said, don't put our artwork up on your wall. We don't want to be associated with your hatred. Okay? And then they're worshiping the earth on which their president, Obama, stands, inviting tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of people who hate gays. You've got to understand this is there's a cultural clash, and it has to do with our ideals as a country. And this is why I when people ask me my ideology, I'm a lit and let live guy, and I believe that each one of us has the right to live our lives as we see fit with the absolute minimum amount of government intrusion. And the only time that the government really ought to step in is where my actions affect you and your actions affect me. They ought to stay basically out of all other transactions. So, yeah, When you've got, when you're importing people into the country who are not safe, who have criminal histories, who are clearly radicalized and in bed with, you know, these radical Islamic preachers, who are declaring their allegiance to jihad before even they attack. If they're on the streets in Minnesota cursing at a gay couple, that's not okay. And that is where our government ought to protect us. So it's an interesting thing. And we've got to take a good long hard look at this. And I'll even tell you this. You know this whole LA thing? I'm going to tell you what's going on right now, why LA is becoming the ultimate sanctuary city, and what they're doing with your money, and how this ties in with the same mentality that gave us this terrorist attack. Back after the Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
The holidays are here. The roads are busy and drivers are crazy. If involved in an accident, go to sweetjames.com.
Call now. Call me if you're interested.
What's your phone number?
800-ABC-KABC.
Ask for the phone number, not the phone letters.
That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you.
The German response, to this whole thing is a function of overcompensation. It's true. Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KBC. I'm gonna take a quick call. We got Rick from Lake Balboa. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Sam. Here's the thing about you talking overcompensation, which I think this country has done for God knows how many years now. I want to take it from one end of the spectrum to the other. I am the son of legal immigrants, by the way. My parents were lucky enough to escape Nazi Europe in 1941, and they came to this country through legal channels at Ellis Island in New York, and it was an effort, and they were running for their lives, but they still managed to come here legally.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone from that to not only not prosecuting those that break into our country illegally, we reward them. We give them, subsidized housing and free food, food stamps and free education and free medical care. So the pendulum has swung so far over that, now you're to a point where, God forbid, you should actually ask someone of their intentions when they want to come to this country, that this is, like, not acceptable. And you got to get with the real world. And I don't know what it's going to take for America, to open their eyes and see what problems France and Germany and England are having with this, enormous influx of certain people that, it doesn't take a lot within that total group. It doesn't take a big percentage.
You're absolutely right. And let me
wreak havoc. Yeah.
Rick, so let me address this really quick. So
sure.
You're right. I mean, you've got the function of immigration, of bringing people into the country, should always rest on a criteria of what does this person bring of value, right? I mean, that's the idea. What does this person bring of value? And you get, it used to be that we really sought to bring in good people. I mean, that was the idea. And liberals in Europe deliberately sought to make their countries less white, less culturally monolithic. They deliberately sought out multiculturalism. It was their agenda, and it was their deliberate purpose. Now, look, I mean, and they had a lofty reason for it, which was, we're too white. We're too stodgy. We gotta get with the times. And this was in the era where you remember the old Benetton ads, where you had it was a thing. It was a cool thing to just get rid of stodgy old Europe. After all, it was stodgy old Europe that brought us two world wars, and It was time to mix things up a little bit. But the interesting thing that happened in Europe is that they brought in a bunch of, they started out as guest workers, okay? That's how this whole thing got started. It started this way in Holland, it started this way. And these were people who were primarily laborers. They weren't particularly skilled. They came from countries that were, you know, that were very third world. And it became a problem. And what happened was is these people didn't integrate. They didn't join up with that. They didn't blend into the society the way, you know, we're much better at it in America. And in fact, with all of our problems with immigration, we're actually very good at integrating our immigrants. We're far better at it than they are in Europe. That's something to say here. If you go to Paris and forget the Champs-Élysées and going to the Eiffel Tower, whatever, but if you leave the tourist zone, there are entire neighborhoods there. You know, you go to Saint-Louis, you know, you go in those areas. It is 100% Middle Eastern. And so if you don't integrate, if people don't plug into society, it's a bad recipe. Those are people that are unemployed. They got nothing to do. Along comes a radical preacher, promises them, you know, the sky and all this and good, you know, crazy stuff. And next thing you know, they're causing harm. And because that looking for a life, they're looking for a greater purpose. But to your point, and I'm going to have to go here in a sec. So I really appreciate your time. But what we've got is, in this country, we do have to look at what happened in Europe and what happened in Europe in the last 30 years. And we gotta be honest with ourselves. And you can't put a politically correct filter on this. You can't say, we can't be Pollyannish. You gotta be real. We want people here who want to contribute, make America great, all right? Not to use a slogan, but to make our country better, to make us stronger, to contribute, and to be part of the fabric of our society and not to tear us down. Really important. Back after this, Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC. What happens when you give a bunch of dimwits property just falling out of the sky? Oh, here you go. Here's some land. The reality is they don't know what to do with it. And that's when famine strikes.
Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Yes, 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 live from L.A. Sam Nation has left the Orange County bubble for today only. And we're in the new studio having a great time. Good to see all the all my favorite people here. And I really have to congratulate them on the nearly seamless move. Okay, speaking of L.A., known as the City of Angels, also the City of Morons. Yes. Have you heard this? I mean, of course you have. You're informed. You listen to this program. So you know that Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has just unveiled a new $10 million fund that is to provide legal services to illegal immigrants who might be facing deportation now. In the new era of a Trump presidency. Okay. Now, look, I'm a lawyer. I handle injury cases. I was just talking to a colleague of mine last night who is trying a case against the city for a woman who is got terribly injured falling on one of the many horrible city sidewalks. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody's nodding their heads. Yeah, okay. I mean, see, in Orange County, we have beautiful sidewalks. They're all perfect, you know, and the grass just comes right up to the edge. And we don't even have weeds. You know, it's a crazy thing. But, you know, but here in L.A., I mean, it's like, you know, it's Aleppo. I mean, some of these sidewalks are just not good. And so people are getting hurt by the, like, by the hundreds every year, thousands of people every year get hurt on these sidewalks. Do you know what their defense is in this trial that my friend is representing the plaintiff on? I'll tell you. Their defense is, well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there is just no way that the city of Los Angeles can take care of all these sidewalks. It would just be too expensive. So let me get this straight, you freaking bozos. Okay? Mayor Garcetti, you can kiss my Sam Nation A, you know what? You have $10 million to give people who are here illegally, who broke the law, to get into this country. But you don't have enough money to fix the sidewalks that connect buildings, that pay property taxes to the city. What planet are you from? Do you not feel outraged by this? It is the same level of stupidity that is exhibited by these bozo politicians who create these sanctuary cities, okay? Who think that they're doing God's work. It defies all logic. None of this. They don't care a rat's rear end about you. They don't. You know what? You're a taxpayer. You're a hardworking guy. You're a hardworking lady. They don't care about you. What they care about are these, are people who literally have started their relationship with this country by breaking the law. And Rick, our caller last segment, you're exactly right. Well, your parents came here legally. So did mine. You know, we share that. We didn't get to talk about that. We ran out of time, but our parents came here legally. In the case of my parents, I got the impression that was how it was for Rick too, but for his parents as well, it's tough as nails getting here legally. But it's not even about that. It's, look, there are laws. You break the laws, you're starting out on the wrong foot. And there is no way, I mean, it's bad enough that we are devoting such a significant amount of our social services, you know, police, fire, schools, you know, healthcare, all that. But as a cherry on top, to set up a fund with your money, and give that to people who need basically legal help, okay? Legal help to fight the federal government who's trying to enforce federal law is so beyond insane. And this is exactly the same logic that they're using in Germany. So let all these people in. It's the right thing to do. It's thoughtful. It's nice. We got to do this. And you know what? If people get hurt or our people get hurt, that's just, we got to deal. It's okay. Got to deal with it. Insane. All right, Naughty and Nice coming up hopefully next segment. I got to get to this. There's a lot of names on my list. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
This is James Bergener, reminding you to drive safely this holiday season. If hurt, go to sweetjames.com.
Talk radio.
790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rejofsky here. We were talking about the city of Los Angeles and its stupid immigration fund that'll help illegal immigrants get legal services. It's been set up by the mayor and the city attorney and that Hilda Solis cat. At any rate, looky here. You know, I was just telling you also about the city sidewalks. So they have enough money to help protect illegals from Trump, but they don't have enough money to fix the sidewalk. So if you slip and fall on a sidewalk in LA, what do? You got to call Sweet James, because I guarantee you he'll want to take this fight straight to the man himself. And And I'll tell you, you know what? I will give the city credit for one thing that they said in their stupid, insane press conference. You know what they said about their fund? They said that, you know, the fund is going to ensure that there's more fairness, blah, 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 blah. And then the city attorney said the statistics show that immigrants who have representation have a better chance at succeeding in court. Yeah, no crap, Sherlock. You need to get a lawyer, which means if you get in a car accident, if you have a dog that bites you, if you trip and fall in the city of Los Angeles, if you have, you know, a Tunisian immigrant run you over with a box truck, you've got to call Sweet James. You don't go at it alone. Even the dummies at City Hall know that you have a better chance when you have a lawyer. So call my friend Sweet James. He's the only lawyer that we trust here on the program. And what do you do? You got to get the number, right? 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Nation here. I'm going to do it. What did they say? Santa Claus. Yeah, well, Santa has his naughty and nice list. So we have ours here every year. And we're off the next 2 days because of the Kings. Go Kings, go. So I have to leave you with this today. I've got to drop it on you before the holidays. So here's what we've got. There are people who have been naughty and nice this year. I wonder what names you think we ought to put on this list. Because I've got my list here. You know, at the top of my list, you might be surprised by this. Do I start at the top? No, I'm going to start at the dive. Let's start a little bit lower. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Man, Debbie, you were naughty this year. You get coal. You stole the election from Bernie Sanders. You buried your party. Man, even if you're a lib, you're hearing this and you're saying, yep, coal for that, Beezy. Mitt Romney. I mean, come on. God, Mitty, did you really? I mean, coal for you, my friend. Coal for you. Because, you know, that whole thing that everything about his speech was fine. I mean, it was okay. I mean, I understood that he had to, you know, he didn't like Trump. He thought he was a big buffoon. I get all that. But when he criticized Trump for not having earned his money, for having inherited it, he went after a very basic principle of decency. He crossed a line that he can never uncross with me. So you that follow the program know that Mitty deserves a big lump of coal for that one. Colin Kaepernick, I don't even need to explain it. You're a subpar human being, period. And you also suck at football. I don't even know sports, and I can tell you that. So lump for you. You know, I also have to throw in these squirrels that keep attacking that same retirement home. I mean, literally. Yeah, get up, you know. And Apple, you took away the gun emoji, you mother. You know what? How could you guys do that to us and replace it with a water pistol? I mean, but you know what? Fair trade. Because they took away the water pistol and they gave us Harambe. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to update your app. You got to get the new emojis going. But really, a water pistol? I don't know if that's a fair trade. I'm gonna save the top of my list for when we come back because I'm running a little bit out of time. But John Podesta, can I throw him in there too? Dumb enough to get caught in a phishing scam to get his password stolen. I don't know by who, Russians, whomever, but he's dumb enough to do it and then has been whining about it ever since, pointing the finger at everybody else. Lump of coal for you, Johnny boy. All right, when we come back, the rest of my naughty list, plus I'm going to mention a few of the people on my nice list. And Merry Christmas, everybody. It's I'm going to miss you, and I can't wait to be back after the holiday. All right. Couple minutes, and I'll be right back. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Right.
powered by socialism. Not this program, but instead Fidel Castro's hearse.
Talk radio.
KABC.
Okay. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, going through my naughty and nice list. Where were we? Oh, well, why don't we throw in Anthony Weiner? Can we do that? I think this is the year that we found out that Anthony Weiner is a dick. We did. I mean, he's just a jerk. He's a total jerk. Not good with his wife. He's not good with other people around him. Doesn't care about anybody. Anyway, big lump of coal for him. Now, what else do we got? We got, Well, look, what about this, what about Comey? Now, he's an interesting one. Comey's a guy who really found an 11th hour conscience with the whole email scandal thing, didn't he? Didn't investigate, didn't want to do anything. And then he started to have a nagging suspicion that Trump might win and that he might have fresh eyes looking at this and that he needed to cover his own rear end. And so what happened? He dropped that little last minute revisit. And now he's getting blamed by everybody. But yeah, not the best move. So anyway, big lump of coal for him. You know, finally, I got to get to the, top of my list. You know, Megyn Kelly. Let me explain this one. Do you remember Megyn Kelly when she started at Fox? And she was so smart and she was so articulate and she was actually quite modest. You know, she'd come on the, Bill Riley program and she always was good. I thought she was usually the highlight of some of those shows that she was on. And then she got her own show and started getting some ratings. Now, this happens to people. I'm not going to say I'm immune, but they start getting ratings and and all of a sudden you could see it. Her ego just got so. This last year is the year of Megyn Kelly's huge ego. And then she torpedoed her boss, the boss that, we weren't there. So maybe it was terrible. But that guy, what she did there in her studio and kind of tanked everything, all about her book, it's all about her. And that's something that in this Christmas season, we really don't celebrate. So, Megan, you get a lump. You get a lump of coal. Now, on our nice list. I who I really love is Kellyanne Conway. I don't know, something about this lady. Now I know she gets a lot of crap, but it seems like she's somebody who's pulled herself up by the bootstraps, self-made. Kind of, not an insider, not somebody who had an easy path in life, and ends up at the 11th hour helping save Trump's campaign. Now, if you remember the campaign, saving Trump from himself was no small task, and you got to hand it to her. So you got Kellyanne Conway. She's on my good list. Also, Santa, the one who, fat shamed that one kid. Remember, told him, you got to lay off the hamburgers and fries, and then got fired or had to quit. Well, Santa's on our Santa, he's on our nice list. Who else? We got Dr. Drew on this list. He was willing to say that Hillary was sick, and he's here, and his ghost is somewhere here in the studio right now. I know he's out for the night, but Dr. Drew. And George Lopez for promising to move to Mexico, which I don't know if he's going to actually carry through with. Anyway, Merry Christmas, happy whatever holiday it is that you celebrate. I'm so grateful for you. I want to tell you that this holiday season, I'm so thankful to have you the audience here, all of you, and have a wonderful holiday. And I'll see you next week. Sam Rzhovsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
Sam Nation is brought to you by attorney Sweet James Bergener.
King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC. Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station.